Reeve, Senate Bill.
Senate Bill 206, an act to revise certain provisions regarding liability for the bank franchise tax.
Senate Bill 206, having had a second reading, is now for final consideration. Any remarks?
Mr. President.
Senator Rounds.
Thank you. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, Senate Bill 206 is a revision of our bank franchise tax. The bill only applies to large banks, usually credit card banks. Recently, one of the credit card banks thought it advisable to transfer a bank into South Dakota, which would increase the bank's exposure to additional bank franchise taxes that it would not experience in other states. In addition, this bank would like to grow its business overall and would like to direct this growth to its South Dakota bank rather than its bank in other states. This bank, which averages almost $28 million a year in annual bank franchise taxes for the last 5 years, would be required to pay $8 to $9 million in additional taxes to move its out-of-state business into the state, taxes that it would not be required to pay in other states. In order to encourage that added business, to increase the growth of existing business credit cards, existing credit card banks, and at the same time to preserve our tax base, Senate Bill 206 changes the rate of tax so that the reduced rate would begin at $400 million instead of $500 million and have steps down to $1.2 billion in taxable income. Although the bill reduces the tax rates, the supporters of this bill have promised that the state's bank franchise revenues will not suffer from these changes. The committee, that State Affairs Committee, has agreed and unanimously passed the bill out. In addition, the bill does have two other technical amendments which clean up our tax statute. They will not increase nor decrease taxes. They are revenue neutral. One allows a bank to issue bonds backed by portfolios of credit card receivables and avoid a double tax. The other allows banks to consolidate the income of more than one bank owned by a parent company. We would urge your support of Senate Bill 206 and try to answer any questions. Thank you.
Bill 206.
Mr. President.
Senator Staggers.
Yes. Let me say that I strongly support Senate Bill 206. I think this is important to help reduce the income tax that we have on our banks in South Dakota. I say income tax. We often refer to it euphemistically as a bank franchise tax. It's important to get more economic development in the banking area. Earlier today, of course, we did not provide economic development for small agricultural projects, but even though we didn't do that, I hope that we will pass this bill unanimously. Thank you.
Any further remarks? There being none, final consideration for the Senate is passage of Senate Bill 206. All those in favor of final passage, say aye. Names called. Those opposed, ask no. Secretary, call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Benson.
Aye.
Bogue.
Aye.
Brose.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dugard.
Aye.
Dennert.
Aye.
Drake.
Aye.
Dunjim.
Aye.
Dunrebecca.
Aye.
Duxbury.
Aye.
Everest.
Aye.
Flowers.
Aye.
Frederick.
Aye.
Hange.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Ham.
Aye.
Hutmacher.
Cleven,
Klocek,
no.
Lang,
aye.
Lawler, Madden,
aye.
Moore,
aye.
Munson, Olson,
aye.
Paisley,
aye.
Reedy,
aye.
Rounds,
aye.
Schoner,
aye.
Staggers,
aye.
Simmons,
aye.
Valandra,
aye.
Bitter,
aye.
Whiting,
aye.
Senator Cleven, Senator Cleven. Senator Munson, Senator Munson. Mr. President, ayes 32, nays 1, excused 2.
Senate Bill 206, having received a majority vote of the members elected, hereby declared passed. Any question on the title? There being none, the title deemed agreed to.